Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
In all these letters, he had the same pattern. He commended them. He approved, you know, some of the good things, and then he would come back if they had something against them. We see the accusation of the church. But anyway, there's the approval of the church. He says, I know thy works and thy charity, thy service and faith, thy patience and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. And I remember mentioning this last week about how they actually, this was a church that was thriving. They were growing. That's what it means when it says that in verse number 19, that the last to be more in the church. Notice he mentioned works twice here. I know thy works. And then again, he finished that. I know thy works. Why? Because, man, they were working people. And they're working more now than they were when they first started. They were going and they were growing and their love was going even more. And compared to the church at Ephesus, remember? The church at Ephesus, they were going, but yet they lost their first love. This one was going, and their love was increasing. But there was a little difference between Ephesus, and we're going to look at that in just a minute. Anyway, it's interesting. We looked at that last week. And then we got to verse number 20. Notwithstanding. So in verse number 19, these are the good things, the approval of the church. Verse number 19, here's the accusation of the church. Notwithstanding, you've done good. But listen, I know your works. I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel. And I remember I left off there last week when I mentioned Jezebel. And I underlined in my Bible three lines under the word that. Why is that so important? Because there are some commentators who think that there actually was a woman in that church named Jezebel. I can't picture anybody naming a child Jezebel. Even today, do y'all know anybody named Jezebel? I don't know. Maybe a bulldog or something, you know. But anyway, neither here nor there, and I don't want to pick on anybody. But it's just not a common name anymore, because the name Jezebel is associated with evil. She was one of the most evil women, not just the Old Testament, but in all the Bible. We find that she married a fellow by the name of Ahab. And I have it marked here. And let me just share some thoughts with you about this. Just a little history here. There's a king named Ahab, okay? And it said that that Ahab reigned over Israel 22 years, and Ahab did evil in the sight of the Lord above all that were before him. So up to this point now, Ahab is the most evil king Israel has, and then he marries Jezebel, which adds even more to the problem. He married a bad woman. Matter of fact, the name Jezebel means unmarried, unmarried. Okay, there was so much here, and I got notes. One of these days, I'll put it all together. But anyway, Jezebel was the one who led Israel en masse to the worship of Baal. Ahab brought Baal worship there because of Jezebel, came from that line of pagans, if I could say. Sure didn't. She wasn't an Israelite. She wasn't a Jew who worshiped Jehovah God. Ahab was supposed to be. And Jezebel brought all these false idols, especially Baal worship, in mass. And she was the one responsible. Of course, Ahab was the king. But I mentioned before, Ahab was henpecked. Okay, Jezebel ruled the roost. How do you know that, preacher? Well, I'm glad you asked me. Remember a fellow by the name of Naboth. Before we get to the story of Naboth, I love the story. Remember the story about Elijah and the prophets of Baal and how it wasn't raining. They had a contest. And the Bible tells us that Jezebel took care of, in verse number of chapter number 18, verse number 19, it says Jezebel had, she had set at her table 450 prophets of Baal and 400 prophets of the groves. So Jezebel took care of these false prophets, 850 of them at least. Now, where it says that she eats at their table, they eat at her table, means more than she just said, you know, fed them breakfast, lunch, and supper. It meant that she took care of them. She provided all their needs, whether it was a salary, the housing, all that, whatever was included. She took care of these people, okay? all these prophets of Baal. Well, you remember the story about Elijah and all, and how he killed, slain all those prophets of Baal. And then Jezebel, when it was told to her what Elijah had done, she said, the way she said it was, I'm going to kill that guy before the sun goes down. Remember that? And Elijah heard about it, and Elijah, who had just slain 450 prophets of Baal, it's so amazing to me, he ran from that woman. He did. He went to the mountain of Horeb, and God, he's scared of a woman. That's a whole nother, but that's how wicked Jezebel was, okay? Well, we find out later that Ahab's walking through his kingdom. He sees some pretty grapevines. And every time I think about this, I think about Doug. He in Romania. They bought a place in Romania. Remember those vineyards back there? And we had the privilege of going back there. And we bought that extra piece of property, had all those vineyards, and they'd make their own grape juice. I hope they didn't let it ferment and turn into wine. He might have done that in a closet. I don't know what he did. I'm just kit-picking at him. Anyway, it was a beautiful vineyard, beautiful vineyard. Well, Naboth, man, it was prime stuff. And Ahab walked by. I want that. Let me buy it from him. You know the story that Naboth said, you can't have it. This is in the family. It's not for sale. Please, you name your price. It's not for sale. So Ahab goes home. He's crying on the bed. Just a boohoo. And Jezebel, what is wrong with you, man? I want that vineyard and Naboth won't give it to me. Jezebel said, man, you're the king. You can do whatever you want. Then she says, I'll take care of it. So while he's on his bed crying, she gets together a plan. And you know the plan, that basically gets some false witnesses against Naboth. Said, you tell the people that he cursed God. They said, well, he cursed God. Basically is what they did. So they took him out and they stoned him. Well, God spoke to Elijah, and Elijah appeared to Ahab. And we find in chapter number 21 that when Ahab is Elijah speaking to Ahab, he prophesies this. Thus saith the Lord, in the place where the dogs lick the blood of Naboth, shall the dogs lick thy blood, even thine. So Elijah prophesied to Ahab, because of what you've done. The same place where they licked the, because you remember where Naboth was stoned, right in that place, and all the blood was shed. They're going to lick your blood. Well, he wasn't done with that prophecy. In verse number 23, Elijah says, and of Jezebel also spake the Lord, saying, the dog shall eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel. Well, the rest of the, and as Paul Harvey says, now for the rest of the story, okay? Later on, Ahab's in a battle. Remember the story there, and he got shot between the shoulders. Why did he get shot between the shoulders? He was running. He was a coward. he got shot back there. So, I mean, he was running away from the battle. But anyway, that's a whole other story, okay? He got shot, and he died. And they washed the chariot out, and sure enough, we find that in verse number 38 of chapter number 22, and as they washed the chariot in the pool of Samaria, the dogs licked up his blood. He says the guys were throwing out, washing out the chariot. The dogs came and licked his blood, just as Elijah had said. Well, what about Jezebel? I'm glad you asked. It wasn't long after that. We find in 2 Kings, chapter number 9. Ahab died, obviously, and then a new king came, a couple of kings, and there was a fellow by the name of Jehu. How many of you ever heard of Jehu? Jehu was a wild man. Matter of fact, in verse number 20, it talks about they saw the dust of flying, and they said, who is that? And in verse number 20 said, that is Jehu, because he's driving like a madman. I could just see the dust of flying, like some of you drive your cars, just 90 mile an hour. Jehu, obviously, he's a king now. He's got the fastest horses and the best chariots, and he's driving crazy. And he comes, and we see at the end of chapter number 9 of 2 Kings.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come join us for special homecoming services this Sunday, November 7th at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're celebrating 58 years, and we'll have special singing by the Old Time Preachers Quartet. Come join us for a wonderful time of worship. We hope to see you there. well from now until tomorrow. May God bless you richly, is our prayer.